Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Meir Turin. Meseches Tainus has been dedicated by Mr. Aaron Zweig, Le'iloi Nishmas Reb Shimon ben Nechemya Halevi.
The Gemara Meseches Tainus on Daf Lamed is in the midst of a discussion, a three-way machlekes between Reb Meir, Reb Yehuda, and Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. According to Reb Meir, it is aser l'saper l'kaves mirosh chedesh ad ha-tainus. It is aser for a person to take haircuts and wash his clothing beginning from Rosh Chodesh Av until Tisha B'Av. Rabbi Yehuda argues and says, Ka Chodesh Kulei Aser, the entire month of Av, it is Aser L'Saper L'Kabes. And finally, we have the Shita Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, who says, Einai Aser Ela Aser Shavua B'Vad. It is only Aser, the week that Tisha B'Av falls in it. Rabbi Yochanan explains that Shloshan Mikra Echad Darshu, all three darshaned the same Pasuk. The Chsid, like it says in the Pasuk, V'Hishbati Kol Masaisa, I will stop all the rejoicing. Chaga, Chadcha, v'Shabata, v'Chol Mayada. According to the Man D'Amar, who says that the Isser begins from Rosh Chodesh until Tisha B'Av, he darshens from the Lashon of Chaga. Chaga is the Lashon of Chag, of Mayad, and we know Rosh Chodesh is referred to as a Mayad. The Man D'Amar, however, who holds Kol HaChodesh Kulei Aser, is because he darshens from the word of the Pasuk, Av Mechadcha, which means the month. So the entire month is Aser in L'Saper L'Chabes. And finally, Rav Shimon Gamliel, who says, Einai Aser Ela Aser Shavua Bovad, the Iser is only night that very week, which Tisha B'Av falls out on that week, he darshens from the Lashon of Shabbata. Rava comes along and says, Halacha K'Rav Shimon Gamliel, that the Iser is only night on the very week of Shechal Tisha B'Av Lies B'Seicha, and Rava himself as well says, Halacha K'Rav Meir, that the Iser is only up till Tisha B'Av, and not the days following Tisha B'Av. And Travai L'Kula, both of them are, we take the Kulas of each one of the Shitas. And the Gemara says, Utzricha, if he would have just said, Halacha K'Rav Meir, who says, L'Acher of Mutter U'Lefan of Aser, I would have said that the Iser begins, they're ready for Rosh Chodesh. That is the Shita of Rav Meir. Kamashmul and Rava, Halacha's K'Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, that the Iser only begins on the actual week, Shechal Tisha B'Av Lies B'Seicha. And if Rava would have just said, Halacha K'Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, that it's only Aser that week, but according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, the Iser stretches even after Tisha B'Av. It encompasses the entire week. On that, Rava tells us as well, Halacha K'Rav Meir, that the Iser stops at Tisha B'Av. Now, Lahalacha in Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber, in Aruch Chaim, Simin Tav Kuf, Nun Aleph, Sif Gimel, paskins like this psak of Rava. He paskins that Shavua Shechal Tisha B'Av, Liyais B'Seicha, only the week that Tisha B'Av falls out within that week, Aser L'Saper L'Chaves, it is Aser to take a haircut and to wash one's clothing, and this follows the Psak of Rava. However, after Tisha B'Av, the Mechaber says there is no Iser. The Ramah, however, writes that Anu Noigin L'Hachmer B'Chol Zeh, even so, even though Me'ikar Adin, it is only Aser Shavua Shechal Yais B'Seicha, and that is the minig of the Sfardim who go with the Mechaber. However, the Ramah says our minig is to Yimachmer B'Chol Zeh, and we are machmer beginning from Rosh Chodesh until the Tainus. The Ramah says the only time we are matir is if it's l'tzarech mitzvah, k'gain isha haleveshes levenim, a woman during her zayin nekim to wear bigdei lavan, mutaris l'chaves v'lubosh levenim latziyah tachteo. There we are matir from Rosh Chodesh because me'ikar adin, there is no iser. The Ramah ends off, aslitin kelin l'keveshes akum l'chaves m'Rosh Chodesh ve'eluch, it is aser to give in clothing to the cleaners, to the one who washes the clothing beginning from Rosh Chodesh and onward. However, before Rosh Chodesh, one is allowed to give in the clothing to the cleaners, even though they will actually be cleaning it after Rosh Chodesh. However, the Mechaber paskins Medina, like Rava, that the psakos like Shimon Gamliel and K'Rav Meir, both of them Likula, that as far as the Isser is concerned, the Isser Me'ikar Adin only begins Shavua Shechal Tisha B'Av Lies B'Seicha, and as well, the Isser does not extend past Tisha B'Av itself. The Chachma Shlomo over there in Shulchan Aruch asks a very strong question on Rava and the Psak of the Mechaber. He says, L'chaira, we know that the Gemara and Tainus darshans, each one of the Shitas, come how we darshan the Pasuk. The Man D'Amar says the Isser begins from Rosh Chodesh, she learns that from Chaga. The Man D'Amar says the entire month is Aser, learns that from Chadasha. And the Man D'Amar says that it's Tali in the whole week, he learns that from Shabbata. If so, Rava, who says that it's only Aser, the week that Tisha B'Av Chalias B'Seicha, and it's not Aser past Tisha B'Av, how does he darshan the Pasuk? Imanushach, if he darshans from Shabbata, it should be Aser the entire week, even after Tisha B'Av. If he darshans from Chaga, the Iser should begin from Rosh Chodesh. Zakhtachach Mashleima, Amar Dikibshat. He says, really, we have to understand, even according to Manda Amru, who says, Mechaga, from Mechaga we see that the Isser begins on Rish Chodesh, which is called a Chag. Rashi explains, because Rish Chodesh is Ikri Mayed. That is only a Siva, how to know when to begin the Isser of L'Saper L'Kabes. It begins from Rish Chodesh. But how does this Manda Amru know that the Isser stops at Tisha B'Av? Perhaps the Isser would be Nayeg the entire month. The Chachma Shoyma explains that according to this man, the Amar, he holds, since it's Mefurish in the Psukim and in Shulchan Aruch, that Tisha B'Av itself as well is called a Mayed, and for that very reason, we do not say Tachnun on Tisha B'Av. So this man, the Amar, holds that the same way that we find by Pesach and by Sukkot, that all the days in between are called Chag as well, even though the Ikur day of Yantif is only one day in the beginning of Sukkot and one day in the end, one day in the beginning of Pesach and one day in the end, but Hayais, there's a Mayid in the beginning and a Mayid in the end, that turns all the days in between to have a Shem Chag on them as well. Zakta Chachma Shloima, this Mandamar holds that Hu Adin, the same thing applies with the Tes Yamim that are in between Rosh Chodesh and Tisha B'Av. Since in the beginning you have Rosh Chodesh, which is Ikri Mayid, and in the end it culminates with Tisha B'Av, which is also is called Mayid, therefore all the Yamim in between are referred to as Chag. And therefore he learns that from Chaga, that it is Aser, all the Yamim Shnikroim Chag, which is from Rosh Chodesh until Tisha B'Av. However, Zakta Chachma Shlaima, Rava holds that Lehalacha, we paskin Kitchavaya Lekula, which means to say that Rava says, from the word Chaga we learn out, that the Iser is only till Chaga, till the day which is called Chag, which is Tisha B'Av, which is called a Mayed. And Huadin, from the Lashon of Shabbata, we learn out of Kula, that the Iser is only in the week itself, which Tisha B'Av falls out within. And therefore, Zakta Chachma Shlaima, even according to Rava, there is a way how to understand that from the Pesukim itself, it is Merames, Lahalacha, what we hold, that the Isser is only Shvuah Shechal, Tishvah Lias B'Saychai, and the Isser is only until Tisha B'Av, and not further. Now, Yerushalmi Masechtas Tainis and Perek Dalad Achavav says the following, Shvuah Shechal, Tisha B'Av Lias B'Saychai, L'Kulei Alma Asul Lufanav, a week that Tisha B'Av falls out within that week, everyone agrees that the days before Tisha B'Av are Asur. La'acharava, what is the status of the days that follow Tisha B'Av? The Gemara brings down on that a machlekes between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. According to Rabbi Yochanan, the days following Tisha B'Av as well are Aser, L'Saper, L'Kabes. Ashenken, according to Rish Lakish, it is Mutter. However, in a case where Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, on that we have a machlekes, what would everyone hold? Rav Acha B'Shem Rav Avoh says, Chai Hai Gavna L'Kulei Alma, it is mutter bein lefanav bein laacharav. In a week where Tisha B'Av falls in on Shabbos itself, and therefore we observe Tisha B'Av on the following Sunday. However, everyone agrees that both the days before and the days after Tisha B'Av are mutter. Reish Lakish argues and he says, Adarabba, the exact opposite is true. Even though ba'alma laacharav is mutter, even though normally after Tisha B'Av it is mutter l'saper l'kabes, but in this case, where Tisha B'Av really fell out on Shabbos and was pushed off to Sunday, everyone would agree that it is Asa L'Saper L'Kabes in the days following Tisha B'Av. We have to understand what exactly is the Yisaita Machlekes over here between Rav Acha B'Shem Rav Avoh and Rav Shimon ben Lakish. What is the question over here that in a case where Tisha B'Av fell out on Shabbos, whether we should say that now that Tisha B'Av is on Sunday, is it L'Kulei Alma Mutter after Tisha B'Av L'Saper L'Kabes? Or do we say the exact opposite, that L'Kulei Alma, it is Aser L'Saper L'Kabes afterwards? The Rinas Yitzchak in his Sefer on Masechtas Tainis from Rav Yitzchak Sorotzkin wants to explain the Machlekes based on the Yesod of the Ar Sameach in Perek Hei Mehilchus Tainis. Zakta Ar Sameach, the Gemara in the first Perek of Masechtas Megillah on Daf Hei Amud Aleph teaches us a halacha that on Tisha B'Av Ma'achrim V'Loi Makdimim, in a case where Tisha B'Av falls in on Shabbos, and it's a question, should we make Tisha B'Av the following day on Sunday, which is the 10th day of Av, or should perhaps we make Tisha B'Av early? The din is that Tisha B'Av we always push off further, v'loi makdimin. The Gemara in the Bavli Mesechtas Megillah explains the reason, mishum da'akadume puranasa, v'loi makdiminan. Something which is a puranas, a bad thing, we don't want to make it come early, we want to push it off as much as possible. However, the Yerushalmi in the first parak of Megillah, in Halacha Dalet, is for an entirely different reason. Why it is, when it comes to Tisha B'Av that falls in on Shabbos, we push off Tisha B'Av to be instead on the 10th day of Av. Zakti Yerushalmi, that since really it would be even Tzara Svara, but then would be that we should be Mis'ana on the 10th day, because we know Ruba Yishal Hecha was Nisraf on the 10th day of Av, and Elamai, we were Kaved on the 9th day because we held the Svara of the Ascholas HaParanis is Adif, but since on this year it's impossible to fast on the 9th day of Av because it falls in on Shabbos, therefore instead it's pushed off to Sunday, and we fast on the 10th day of Av, where on that day, Rubei Shohecho by Nisraf. Zakhtar Sameach, there's a tremendous nafgamina, whether we understand like the reason of the Bavli, that Tisha B'Av is pushed off to Sunday as opposed to bumping it up to Thursday, is because we do not like to be Makdim of Puranis, or like the reason of the Yishalmi, that the reason why it's pushed off to Sunday, the 10th day of Av, is because there's a Siba to be Mis'an on the 10th day of Av, because Rubei Shohecho by Nisraf. Zakhtar Sameach, according to the Tam of the Bavli, it's really just like a Tashlumen. It's really not the main day to fast. It's just a Tashlumen because we can't fast on Shabbos, and we can't make it earlier, because Akdumi Purnasu Lei Makdaminan. Masha'enkin, according to the Tam of the Yishalmi, that really there's a Svara, that Me'ikar Adin, we should go ahead and fast on the 10th day, and therefore the Svara would be that Chayagavlin, in such a year, Chazal Me'ikar Adin were Kaveya, that we should be Mis'ana on the 10th day in such a year. Zakhtar Britzok Saratskin, according to this, we could come back and understand the Yishalmi. According to the Manda Amar, who says that it's Mutala Acharav V'Kulei Alma, so hold Rav Acha B'Shem Rabavol, is because he must hold, like the Tam of the Bavli, that the reason why in such a year we're Mis'ana on Sunday is only like a Tashlumen. It's not really the day of mourning of Tisha B'Av. And therefore, with Kuli Alma, everyone agrees that Chai Gavlin, this is not a year which Chal Tisha B'Av Liyas B'Seichai. It's not a Shavua, it's not a week, Shechal Tisha B'Av Liyas B'Seichai. Tisha B'Av was really on Shabbos, and therefore the entire week is Mutter L'Safra L'Kabbis. Masha Enkin, if we say like the Svar of the Yishalmi, that really the 10th day of Av is a real day which is Royalis Anais Ulihis Avel, and on such a year, with Tisha B'Av fell on Shabbos, Me'ikar Adin, the Kavius was to have Tisha B'Av on Sunday, and so holds Reish Lakish in the Yishalmi. Therefore, Reish Lakish holds that in such a case, in a normal year, where at least you have days preceding Tisha B'Av, so there's a Man D'Amar who holds that we don't have the Israel L'Sapa L'Kabbis after Tisha B'Av. But on this year, since Tisha B'Av really fell out on Shabbos, so therefore we didn't have any days of Issa before Tisha B'Av, so everyone agrees that over here, where now Tisha B'Av is, on Sunday, everyone agrees that the days following are Aser, L'Saper, U'Lekabes. Taisus and Dibri Amaschul, Trevai L'Kula, writes in the very end, that in a year where Tisha B'Av falls out on Thursday, it is Mutter L'Saper, L'Kabes, Mechatzis Ve'elech, Mishum Kavi Shabbos. One is allowed to go ahead and take a haircut, and wash his clothing from Chatzais and onward because of Kavod Shabbos. The Ein Lahamtin at Erev Shabbos because one cannot wait till the next day to Erev Shabbos. Yishim Tarech HaShabbos because on Friday he's going to be busy preparing for Shabbos. The Beis Yosef, however, in Simen Tafkuf Nun Aleph Sif Katan Tesvav is Matmiya on the Sheet of Taisvis. Zog the Beis Yosef, number one, it's a Dover Tema to be matter a person to go ahead with Saper Lekabes on Tisha B'Av itself. Number two asks the Beis Yosef, we have a Gemara previously on Daf Chav Tes on the Beis, which says that Chalia is Tisha B'Av B'chamishi, when Tisha B'Av falls out on Thursday, the case of Taisvis, the Gemara says, Lefan of Aser, the days before Tisha B'Av are Aser, La'achra Mutter, the days after Tisha B'Av are Mutter. According to Taisvis Chiddush, the Gemara should have said even more of a Chiddush, that even on Tisha B'Av itself, it is Mutter Mechatzais Hayoim, L'Saper L'Kabes. Number three asks the Beis Yosef, we know when Tisha B'Av falls on an Erev Shabbos, that the din is, if he did not, was not Mechabes B'Chamishi, so then it's mutter for him to go ahead, min amincho l'mayla, l'saper l'kabes, on Friday. However, the Gemara comes out, that la'it ala abayi cursed someone who go ahead on Friday, which is Tisha B'Av, and take a haircut and l'kabes. And therefore, kol shekein zakhtar beis yosef, when Tisha B'Av falls up B'Chamishi, abayi was talking about even though it's Erev Shabbos itself, Kol Shekein, when Tisha B'Av falls in on Thursday, that Vada it should be Aser, Bay Bayayim, and Amincha L'Maila, L'Saper L'Kabes. And therefore the Beis Yosef comes out L'Halacha, Ein L'Smeich Al Herazu, one cannot be Simech on this Psak of Taisus. And so we find in the Haggai Sagra, on the daf that Gra is meichlik this chelik of Taisvis. His mashma the Vilna Gaon held that Taisvis never said this. This must have been a Tayy Sefer mistake that was put into the Gemara. The Magen Avraham as well in Simin Tavkuf Nun Aleph of Katan Yeches writes that if Tisha B'Av falls out the Yom Hay on Thursday, it is Aser Milasapil Kaveis of Fay Shabbos even Min Aminchu Umayla. And the like of Taisus Shemakil Medaver, not like Taisus who's Mekel. The Bach writes that the Kavanah of Taisus doesn't mean that when Tisha B'Av falls in on Thursday, that it is Mutter on Tisha B'Av itself, Milasapil Kabes. But rather, Taisus means to say that in such a year, one is allowed to Lasapil Kabes on the day before, on Wednesday. Taisus means to say that one will not have to wait for Erev Shabbos. On Kvaydish Shabbos, that we're busy on Shabbos with cooking and other things, therefore, it is mutter l'sapul kabes already from Wednesday. Now, the Birchus Avram wants to answer up Taisus according to our Girsa. Our Girsa is that when Tisha B'Av falls out on Thursday, Taisus is saying it is mutter l'sapul kabes mechatzais ve'elech al tkvaydeh shel Shabbos. And the Iker Kash is up the Birchus Avram that the Achren were asking from is that we know the halach is that when Tisha B'Av falls out on Erev Shabbos, if he did not it was not mechabes on Thursday. It is mutter to mechabes on erev Shabbos men aminchu l'mayla. However, the Gemara says la'it ala baye. And if so, ask the Beis Yosef. If madach on Friday, which is erev Shabbos itself, but since it is Tisha B'Av, abaye said it is not proper. So kol shekein when Tisha B'Av falls on Thursday, that should be asur l'sapul l'chabes. On this, the Birchus Avraham wants to answer behektim that which it says in the Sefer Gvuras Ari. The Gevura Sari asks a question on this Delayet Abaye on someone who would go ahead and be Mechavis and Mesaper on Erev Shabbos, which is Tisha B'Av. Ask the Gevura Sari, Abaye is only an Amira, and Amira does not have the ability to argue on a Braisa, and therefore, why was Abaye Layet on one who would go ahead and Mesaper L'Chabes on Erev Shabbos, which is Tisha B'Av? On this, the Berachos Avram answers the Gevura Sari's Kasha, Alpia Diak in Rabbeinu Chananel over there in the sugya of Layit Ala Abaye. Rabbeinu Chananel writes, Abaye Layit al Misha Hitzrich Vidochak Atzma Lekach. The Hainu Chas V'Sholem Abaye was not coming to argue on the Braisa, but rather Abaye was Layit on someone who did not make sure Lechazaper Lechavis beforehand. That it was so called by him the Churban and the Avelis, the Beis Hamikdash, he let himself come into a situation where Friday on Tisha B'Av itself he's going to be taking a haircut and being Mechabis himself. And that was why Layit Ala Abaye. But Avada Abaye himself was not arguing on the Raisa. If so, Zuck the Birchus Avram, Taisus could hold that Bishlam over there, the person was able with Saper with Kaves on Thursday. And therefore, Abaye was Layit on such a person. Why did he allow himself to come into a situation where he's going to have to take a haircut and wash himself on Tisha B'Av? Mashenkin in the case of Taisus, where Tisha B'Av fell out on Thursday, there really is no other Eitzah. On Erev Shabbos, he cannot take a haircut and Mechabes himself because he is tarred with other Hachanas for Shabbos. Elamai, to go ahead and take a haircut and Lechabes on Yom Dalid, it won't be Nikr that he's doing it Lechabes Shabbos if he does it on Wednesday, like the Magen Avraham writes this Beferish. And therefore, Taisus holds the Chai Gavna is Mutter even on the day of Tisha B'Av itself on Thursday, Menaminchu L'mayla, L'saper U'lekabes. Furthermore, it says to the Birchus Avram, that which the Beis Yosef asks on the Braisa, that it says in the Braisa that Chal B'Yom Chamishi, that when Tisha B'Av falls out on Thursday, L'fan of Asa L'achar of Mutter, that it is Asar to be the Saper L'chabes before Tisha B'Av, but after Tisha B'Av it is Mutter. And ask the Beis Yosef, according to Taisvis, the Braisa should say even more of a Chiddush, that even on Yom Hay itself, even on Thursday itself, which is Tisha B'Av, it is Mutter Mechatzais Ve'elech. The Berachas Avram says, perhaps we can answer for Taisvis, that Taisvis holds in such a case, it is not Mutter Chatzchila. And this Braisa that says Mutter, and it's Mutter to go ahead, Lefanav, we're only talking about something which is Lechatzchila Mutter, Ashenkin over here, we should have done it beforehand, therefore the Braisa does not mention it. Now I found that this Etim Yisayit of the Berachas Avram, his Etim Mahalach, how to answer up Layit Abaye, and the Mahalat the Birchus Avraham wants to say in Taisvis, this Vas Emes writes this way as well on the Chavtes Amud Beis. The Mishnah taught us, Erev Tisha B'Av L'yoychel Adam Shnei Tavshilin. Erev Tisha B'Av, a person should not eat by the Sudas HaMafsekes, two Tavshilin, two cooked dishes, L'yoychel Basar V'leish Deyayim, by the Sudas HaMafsekes, Medina de Gemara is only Asar, Basar V'yayim, B'shas the Sudas HaMafsekes. And the Gemara explains, Amar of Yehuda leishanu elam shayis ulamala. The whole Isser is only 6 hours and onward into the day. Aval mishesh shayis ulamata mutter. 6 hours and towards the morning is mutter. Amar of Yehuda and Yehuda said as well, leishanu el the sud hamafsikba. The whole Isser is only naig by the sud hamafsekas. Aval the sud she'enay mafsikba, but not by the last sud the one eats before the tainis, it is mutter. The Gemara says, Travayu lekula. Both of these psakim, we take out the kula of each thing, utricha. If I would have only told you that the iser is by the sud hamafsekes, I would say perhaps if someone is eating his last meal, even earlier on than 6 hours into the day, it will be aser to eat shnei tavshilin and meat and wine. Therefore, Yehuda has to teach us that the whole iser is only from 6 hours into the day and onward. If Rabbi Yehuda would have only have told us that it is aser from 6 hours in the day and onward, I would say that this Isser is naig, even not by the Suda Hamafsekes. Kamashlan Rabbi Yehuda, that we need two Tanayim to Aser. We need number one, it's the Suda Hamafsekes, and also it's Mishay Shayis Ulamala on Erev Tishva. Dafka, Chahegavna, Medina de Gemara, is there an Isser of Achilas Shnei Tavshilin, and Achilas Basar, and Shasiyas Yayin? Gemara says that we find Brises that are Messiah to the Tulu Shinus. Tanya imragel lechol oid suda ve'arat tishabav mutter lechol basav lishdis yain. The person is planning eating another meal at tishabav on erev tishabav. He's still allowed to eat meat and drink wine. And Tanya kulish nekama as well. Erev tishabav layoichol adam shnei tavshilin ubasav yain. Ba'medvar mamur misheishai sulamala. The whole iser, however, is only 6 hours and onward into the day. Alu misheishai sulamata mutter. Now, the Etim Yisoya Isser that we find in the Gemara, that by the Suda Hamafsekes, there is an Isser of Achilas Shnei Tavshilin, in the Russian Simen Lamed Dalet, we find a tremendous nidoin. What exactly is Bechlal the Isser of Shnei Tavshilin? We have, number one, the Shita of Rav Haigain. Rav Haigain holds that the Isser of Shnei Tavshilin is only two different meaning. For example, iris, rice, and adashim, and lentils, which are two different types of species. Only there is there a iser of shnei tavshilin. Masha'enken, we have a second shita, the shita of the Ritz Geis. His shita is every two tavshilin are considered shnei tavshilin, even if it's two tavshilin of min echad, of kinius, or two different dishes out of the same min yerek. Since the yisaita iser is eating two tavshilin is a derech kavod, therefore chazal aser, it has nothing to do with being two different types of species. Number three, we have, the Rush brings down, that in Tsarfas, in France, they were makel to put many different minim into one pot, provided that it's one pot where everything is being cooked in one pot. Kevin shemevashlon yachad, the Rush says, Amri, they say, havi tavshil echad, as a status of one tavshil. However, the Rush brings down that in Ashkenaz, in Germany, they were machmer, and did not hold of the svara that they held in Tsarfas, in France, that everything cooked in one pot has a status of one tavshil. In Ashkenaz, they did not agree with that. Then the Rush brings down the Yesh Ayrim, Dafka Shnei Tavshilin Midavar She'ena Nechel Chai. The only time something is considered Shnei Tavshilin is something which it cannot have been eaten raw. Vashenkin Davar She'nechel K'moy Shul Chai, any item which potentially could have been eaten raw, again, chalav, like milk, like vino or cheese, the dag maliach yavesh, or a salted fish, loy mikri Shnei Tavshilin does not have the status of a tavshil as far as the Isser of Shnei Tavshilin. And finally, the Rush brings down from the Shitas Haravid. And the Shitas Haravid argues on this last Shita. And he says, even Gavina, even cheese, is called a Tavshul. And the Rush says, came to Stavra, it makes a lot of sense. I hold as well like the Shitas Haravid. Zuck the Rush, because after all, the whole Yisoid of the Isser of Shnei Tavshilin is because Chazal Asard, Riboy Eichlin, in a way there is Kavod and Tainuk. And therefore, Zuck the Rush, yeah, even something which is Nechal Chai could be eaten raw. It doesn't make a difference. Sometimes you have something which you've eaten raw, but when it's cooked, it's a delicacy. And therefore, the Rush holds that lahalacha, like the Ravid, there is no nafkamina, whether it's something which could have theoretically been eaten raw. The Rush ends off that the minig in Ashkenaz in Germany is lechol beya, just eat an egg by the Suda Hamafsekes, k'vay shenagu b'sudas havra, the same minig that Avelim have, the first meal they eat after the mace is buried. And therefore, is at the Rush, the meaning is not to eat any other tavshil by the Suda Hamafsekes besides the egg. Now, if you look at Taisus in our sugya, Taisus is very hard to understand. Where exactly does Taisus stand in this mevucha between the Rishonim, how to understand and how to categorize what is Shnei Tavshilin? In the beginning, Taisus is mashma, that something is only considered shnei tavshilin when they're cooked in two different pots. This will be mashma that Taisus holds, like the shita that the Rush brings down of Nagu b'tzarfas, the meaning in France was, the komashem isimim b'kedera achas, anything that is placed and cooked in one pot, nechshav tavshil achad, is considered one tavshil, and only when it's the spashil in two different kederais is it considered shnei tavshilin. However, the end of Taisus, when we read further in Taisus, Taisus talks about the Ein Laser Lechel Tavshel She'aifsin Me'Bitzelim U'Migvina U'Beim. Taisus says one should not aser a Tavshel which is made up of onions, cheese, and eggs. The Afal Gav the Ein Regilin Lechel Bitzelim Chai. Even though no one eats onions raw, Afal Pekin, even so Taisus says Me'Acher She'Einaifsin Bitzelim L'Tavshel Bifnei Atzmai. Since no one cooks Bitzelim, onions, as a dish by itself, it is not considered a tavshul to aster the eggs that are put together with the onions. However, Taisus says the cheese ain't lachlish. You don't have to be concerned about the cheese because since the cheese is eaten raw, it has a din like apple. Since it's eaten raw, it does not have a status of a tavshul. But I'll go upon him. Taisus is mashma. We're talking about onions that are being put together with eggs. And afilu achli, Taisus is saying, really, theoretically, it should be aser. Just Taisus the mechadish svara that since onions are never cooked as a tavshul b'fnei atzmam, the mela, it's not an issue. It does not make a problem for the eggs. L'chayra, according to the way Taisus started off, that the only time it's considered shnei tavshil when it's two different pots, what was bothering Taisus b'chlal with this mixture of the onions and the eggs together in one pot? And so asks the Marsha on Taisvis that Taisus is Megumgum. He doesn't understand that the beginning of Taisvis does not work out with the end of Taisus. The Karen Ira comes to say Pshat in Taisvis, a most beautiful Pshat. Zok the Karen Ira, Taisus holds we go with Chumra. Dahainu, when we have two Minim Mamish, two different species, Taisus holds it is Aser even in one Kedera. And like the Minig and Ashkenaz that the Rush brought down. Since there are two different minim, it makes no difference the fact that it was cooked in one kedera, it has the status of shnei tavshilin. And Taisus also holds that if I have one min, but I split it up into two different pots, that alone also is enough to give it a status of shnei tavshilin, and like the shita of the Ritz Geis that the Rush brings down. He says that's the pshat where Taisus writes, B'trilas Dvarov, Pirish shnei tavshilin ratzuleimar shnei kederis. What Taisus means to say is that if you have one min which was cooked in two different kederais, regilim ha'aylam l'kraisam beis minim, people are rugged to call it like two different tavshilin, like the shita of the Ritz Geis, and Taisus says that is aser. At the end of Taisus, however, Taisus is talking about two different minim being placed in one kedera. And over there, Taisus being mechadish does that the onion, since it is not something which is darga levashli bifnei atzmai, the mela does not get a status of its own tavshul. But enochinami, according to Taisus, Taisus agrees that if you have two different minim that are being nisbashul, bekedera achas, and it would be darga levashli kolach bifnei atzmai, that indeed would have the status as well of shnei tavshilin, and Taisus would hold that is aser. Now we've learned that Medina de Gemara b'shas the Suda Hamasekes is Isser Lechol Basar v'lishdes Yayin. The Trumas Adeshen and Simon Kufnun Aleph brings down two time and what is the aside of this Isser. The first pshat of the Trumas Adeshen is because the Suda Hamasekes must be a Suda Anio Shvela, a poor Suda, a lowly Suda. And therefore there's an Isser b'shas the Suda Hamasekes to eat Basar and to be Shaisa Yayin. And for that very same reason, there's an Isser to eat Shnei Tavshilin, and there's a din to be Yoshev Bekarka. The Trumas Adeshen then says a second reason, that Yishloimai, that the Sudas HaMafsekes has a din like Aninus before Avelis. We know that Rachmanu Litzlan, if someone's relative passes away, so first the din is he has a status of an Einain before the Kvura, and only after the Kvura does it begin the Parsha of Avelis. So here as well, b'shas the Sudas HaMafsekes, it has a din like a einain before the kvura. And by aninus we learn to halacha, eina meisiv v'eichal, ve'eina eichal basar, ve'eina shaysi yayin. He does not recline and eat, and there's a iser achilas basar, and shasiyas yayin. The Magen Avraham in Simen Tavkuf Nun Beis of Katan Ches writes, that after the Sudas HaMafsekes, however, one is allowed to sit on a safsal, to sit on a chair, because the din avelis is only noyeg belaila. And this that we sit on the karka, v'shas to the samasekes, that's only in order that it should be a suda shvela alav. Now in the Sefer Rinas Yitzchak, he says there would seem to be an afgamina between the two taimim of the Trumas Hadeshen and the Yisayra Isra of Achilas Basar and Shasiyas Yayin, Vishas Suda Samasekas. What is the din? Is he allowed to eat meat or drink wine after the Suda Samasekas? If the Yisayra Isra, Zakhtarinas Yitzchak, is because this Suda is already considered that he's an Ainain, if so, it's already Chal on him Dine Aninus, and therefore it is Asa even after the Suda to go ahead and eat Basar and Shabishayas Yayin. However, according to the other Tam of the Trumas Hadeshen, that the Yisayra Davar is just that in order the Suda should be a Suda Shefela, if so, this is only a Siva to Aser Peshas the Suda. However, afterwards, it would seem, according to this Pshat, it should be Mutter Lechel Basar V'lishtes Yayim. He says a little bit we can medayik in the Rambam this way. The Lashon HaRambam is V'loyechel Basar V'loyishte Yayim V'Suda HaMafsik Ba. He should not eat meat and drink wine during the Suda where he's being mafsik in. He doesn't write from the time of the Suda Samasekis and onward, there's an Isser Basar and Shasiyas Yayin, but rather the Rambam is mashma, the whole Isser is only naik during the Zman of the actual Suda. This will be mashma that the Rambam understood, Dr. Rina Sutzlak, like the Pshat, that the din is that it's only a halacha that should be a Suda Shefela. The Gemara tells us, Tanya Kol Shul Machmas Tishabav, anything which is because of Tisha B'Av, Asa Lechel Basa V'lishtes Yayin V'Asa L'Urchaitz. V'chol She'enai Machmas Tisha B'Av, Mutal Lechel Basa V'lishtes Yayin U'Mutal L'Urchaitz. The Rush over here in Simon Lamaches brings down Meshem the Ramban. What does the Gemara mean, Kol She'enai Machmas Tisha B'Av, Asa Lechel Basa V'lishtes Yayin V'Asa L'Urchaitz? Ramban explains this is referring to the Suda HaMasekes, that from the Suda HaMasekes it's Asar to eat Basar and to be Shaisa Yayin. And Dr. Ramban, the pshat is, Mikavan Shekibel of Ktsas Avelis, Asa Lirchaitz, Afal Gav Dakati Loichal Tishbav. Dr. Ramban, even though Tishbav is not here yet, we're only dealing at this man of the Suda Hamafsekes, but Dr. Ramban Aloshin, since he was Mikavel Mitzas Avelis, and now becomes Asa Berchitza. And then the Ramban continues, because Rechitza Hana, the Lacha Shahi, Rechitza is Hana, that a person fails after this man of the Rechitza, and therefore there's an issue because Nirika Reichitz Lahanoas Tishabav. It seems that he's being Reichitz now during the Suda Masekes for Hana on Tishabav. And therefore it is Aser. However, Zakhtar Ramban, when it comes to Ne'ilas HaSandal, wearing leather shoes, and other Dini Avelis, those are only Nayacha Tashach once it becomes the night when it's actually Tishabav. However, the Ramban points out that the Rif does not bring this down lehalacha. Not say that there's Issa Rechitza beginning from this man of the Suda Hamafsekes. Zog the Ramban, Shema Dacha Devri Habraisa, Mishun the Stam de Mastisin, like a Tani, be Suri the Erev Tishabav, Ela Lechol Basav, Lishdes Yayin, Vishnei Tavshilin. Zog the Ramban, perhaps the Rif understood that since in our Mishnah, however, when we talk about the Surim that begin on Erev Tishabav, the Mishnah only mentions the issue of eating Shnei Tavshilin, eating meat and drinking wine. The Mishnah does not mention that there begins as well at Issa Rechitza, and therefore the Rif felt we passed like the Mishnah over the Braisa. However, the Ramban argues, V'lei Mechuras Musal Minchi, that would not be a reason to be Deicha the Braisa, U'mashali Pirish B'Mishnah Pirish B'Braisa. And one can say simply that the Mishnah does not speak out every last thing, and what the Mishnah left out, the Braisa explains further. Hilkach, therefore, the Ramban paskins, Miki Achil Suda HaMasik Ba Mishay Shayis Ulamala, and one eats the Suda HaMasekes, provided that it's eaten 6 hours into the day, the Hizchul Ba'Avelis, and therefore it starts the Avelis, Asa Lirchaitz Afilu Pan of Yadav Aragav. It is Asa Brim to now be Reichitz, his face, his hands, and his feet, Ba'asa Lasuch, and he cannot smear himself, Ketishaba Ba'atzmai, it has a din like Tishabav itself. As I state in the Ramban, the Rosh however comes along and says, Loi kein amadavar, if we look around, that is not the minhag amongst us. And therefore the Rosh says, Davar temu sheyimutra adayin lecha v'lishtais v'yasar lirchaitz v'lasuch. And even the whole pshara that the Ramban is setting up, that from the Zman of the Suda HaMasekes, on the one hand, the one is allowed to eat and drink, but still he's asar in rechitz and sicha, he says he doesn't understand why that should make sense and the two things should be split up. Rush therefore quotes the Ravid, that the Ravid explains the Braisa in an entirely different way. The Braisa means to say, Kol Sha'asa Mishum Tishabav, meaning to say The same way that if he doesn't beferish say that he's going to continue to eat, so from this man of the Sudah Masekes, he becomes Asur Ba'achila, so Hu Adin, automatically without a pirish, he becomes Asur Berchitza as well. Now we have to understand what exactly is the Pshat, Lefiza, and the Ramban, and the Ramban says that once he eats the Sudah Masekes, he now becomes Asur, Lirchais Panav Yadav Araglav. The Ma'ari Adam in Chelek Beis Daf Peches, Reb David Salvechik has another Ha'ara on the Ramban. How come the Ramban writes that from this man of the Suda Hamafsekes, he becomes Asa Berechitza, but only a Rechitza of Panav Yadav Veraglav? We know that the din is that Tishuvav is Asa Lahayshit Afil Etzboi B'mayim. It is Asa for a person even to place his finger in water, unless it is Luchuk let it's dirty. So how does the Ramban say that from this man of the Suda Mafsekes, the Isser that begins is only the Isser of Rechitzas Panav Yadav Raglav? On this, Reb David Salvechik wants to explain the Ramban based on the site of the Briskerov in the Sefer and Hilchus Tainus. The Briskerov writes the following, the truth is on Tishabav we find two different halachas. Chada din Tainus, number one, there's a halacha of a fast day, and besides the fact that it's a fast day, like every other fast day, there's also a special halacha of Avelis. Look at the Tanya B'Tainis Daf Lamed. He quotes the Gemara in Tainis Daf Lamed that says, "Kol mitzvus ani eges be'ev avol, like eges b'tisha b'av. All mitzvus that are noyeg by avol are noyeg by tisha b'av as well." And Zakhtar Briskerov Vait, the Rechitza that we know is Aser on Tisha B'Av, is really Aser Mitrei Taimi for two reasons. First of all, it's Aser because of the Isura of Tainis, where on a Tainis it's Neser Gam Rechitza. And number two, there's the Isur Midin Avelis. Like it says Leferish in that Braisa, when it mentions the things that anything that's Aser Alts Evel is Aser on Tisha B'Av, Rechitza as well is mentioned amongst the items. The Briskerov himself says Lefizeh, the Ramban that says that there are surim that are chal already from the Zman of the Suda Hamasekes, Avada the Ramban only means halachas that are taller in the Dine Avelis. Mitzad halachas that come from the Tainis, that Avada is not chal until Tisha B'Av itself begins, which is at nighttime. However, from the Zman of the Suda Hamasekes, Dine Avelis begin to be chal as well. Dr. Abdullah Salvechik, based on this yisoid of his father, could come back and understand that this chalik of the Ramban, why the Ramban says the Isur Chitza is only Panav Yadav Araglav. Because since in this man of the Suda Masekes, it already is chal upon the person Din Avelis, but not a Din Tainis, and the Isur of a person Lahayshet Boy Bamayim, the Gemara in Tainis clearly says, like Yom Kippurim, like a Din of a Tainis, Mashenkin, the Din Isur, a Rechitza of Panav Yaglav, is Mitzad Din Avelis. Therefore, this man of Suda Masekes, where it's Chal Dine Avelis, but yet not Chal Dine Tainis, therefore the Ramban Bedavka says it already becomes Aser, Berechitza's Panav Yadav Raglav. Reb David, however, says it still needs a pshat in the Ramban, that how come the Ramban is Mechalik between the Ilas Asando, which is Midine Avelis, the Ramban says that will only be Chal when Tisha B'Av itself begins, Ashenken Issa Rechitza Panav Yadav Raglav, that already, which is also Midin Avelis, that already begins from the Zman of the Suda Hamafsakis. As far as this question is concerned, Reb David says that really we have to be medayik in the words of the Ramban, Mineu Bey. The Ramban begins his words by saying, from the Zman of the Suda Hamafsakis, it already is chal upon the person, Ktsas Dini Avelis, Seren Halachas of Avelis. Afterwards, the Ramban begins to say that the reason why there's Issa Rechitza is because it's a Hana, where he's nena from that hana, lachar's man, on the day of Tisha B'Av. So l'chayra, these are two independent reasons. According to the reason of the Ramban later, that you have hana on Tisha B'Av, so why was it necessary for the Ramban to write in the beginning that it already begins Dine Avelis during this man of the Suda Hamasekes? Furthermore, if the reason is because he has hana afterwards, so if so, how is a person allowed to eat right up to Tisha B'Av? He's having hana then as well. In order to answer these two questions, Reb David Salvechik explains the pshat in the Ramban that avada would not make sense to make an iser upon a person to do something in his man of heter of erev Tisha B'Av just because he's going to have enough from it afterwards on Tisha B'Av. And the same way that it's not aser to eat neck real up to Tisha B'Av, even though he's going to be nana from it on Tisha B'Av, saif saif, his man da'achila to shasa heter. So lo adin be'atzim, as far as that being a reason b'fnei atzmai, even rechitza would not have been aser. However, the kavanah of the Ramban is something else. The Ramban is being mechadish to us. At the same way we find different dinei avelis that begin to be naig, already the Shavua Shechal Tishba Avliyais B'Saychai, already the week that Tishba falls out within that week, where we find the Isser of Taspires, of taking a haircut and washing clothing. If so, along the same lines, Hu Adin B'Shas Sudas Hamasekes, when we're coming closer and closer to the day of Tzreifas, basically Kenu of Tisha B'Av, it is Chal upon the person more Tzas Dine Avelis. However, the Gether of the Dine Avelis, of the Shas Sudas Hamasekes, is only those things that will be mild for Tisha B'Av. So already in this man of Suda HaMasekes, the Tzadine HaVelis, a person is not allowed to get engaged in those things. And that is the Pshat in the Ramban. Therefore, only Rechita, since it's something which will be nene from it, Lachar Zman on Tisha B'Av, so already in this man of Suda HaMasekes, there's an Isser B'Fnei Atzmai, al Tzadine HaVelis, not to be Isaac now in something which will be nene from it on Tisha B'Av. Will not have a hana afterwards on Tisha B'Av from having worn his shoes during the Sudas HaMasekes. There is no Isser. And the Gemara teaches us further, Tanur Rabbanan kol mitzvos haneges ba'av el neheges b'Tisha B'Av, and it's asur for him to read in Torah, Nevi'im, and Ksuvim, Tineges shall be Yisrabon b'Telim, children as well, are b'Telim from the Alima, Mishum Shanemar, Pikudei Hashem Yisharim, Mitzamchei Lev. The words of Hashem are straight, there is Sameach, the heart. According to the Geras of the Gra, we are not Geras this in the Tanakhama, this Pasuk of Bikuli Hashem, Yishar Mizamche Lev, because according to the Tanakhama, according to the Geras of the Gain, the Tanakhama holds that Tinoikis Shal Bistraban are not Betalin, and Rabbi Yehuda is the only one who comes along and says that Tinoikis Shal Bistraban are Betalim as well, because Bikuli Hashem, Yishar Mizamche Lev. Now it's interesting, Rashi in the beginning of the Braisa, in the beginning of the Sugyo, when the Gemara first brings down that it is Asar for a person to read entire Nevi'im and Ksuvim, Rashi comments that the reason is because of Ikudi Hashem Yisharim Mitzamche Lev. The Marsha writes that Luay Divrei Rashi, if not for Rashi, he would have said that Be'emes from the Lashon HaGemara, the Gemara only brings at the very end, when we bring in that a Tinaika Shel Bisrabin are not allowed to learn, only then does the Gemara bring in the pasuk of Pikudi Hashem Yisharim B'Samche Lev. Masha'enke in Dr. Marsha, he would have said, by a stam person, it's not necessary to come on to the reason of Pikudi Hashem Yisharim B'Samche Lev. There is a more simple reason, that since the whole Chiv of Tisha B'Av during the day is for someone to miss Abel on the Churban Beis HaMikdash, so the same way as Aser and Shara Asakim, the Brice is just saying, oh, Rabusa, extra Chiddish, that is even Aser, the Talmud Torah. Mashenkin, when it comes to Tanaika Shel Beis Rabban, over there was necessary to introduce this new concept of Simcha. Now, according to the Marasha, it comes out of Chiddush, how he understands the Gether, why a Tinaikis, the Tashbar, is Betalim from Liman HaTorah. Because the Bir Halacha in Simen Tov Kuf Nun Dalet brings down from the Taz that he understood the only reason why there is no Cheder, the kids are Betalim, is not because of the kids, but rather because of the Melamed, that the Melamed will have Simcha by teaching them Torah. However, the Taz writes that we're not concerned the kids having Simcha in their Liman HaTorah. However, from the Marshal Chayritz Mashma, that when it comes to a Gadol, if that would be the Tam, like the Taz, the Gemara would not have to introduce a new reason of Ikudi Hashem Yisharim Mitzam Chelev. Stam, the Melamed is being Levatlim from his Avelis. From the fact that by a Tinaikas, we need to be Mechadish like the Marsha, a new reason of Ikudi Hashem Yisharim Mitzam Chelev is Mashma that the Marsha understood that the Yisayda Isser is Mitzad the Tinaikas themselves. They're not allowed to learn. And the reason what the Gemara is saying is, Enechanam, they don't have a chi of Avelis, so therefore, there would not be an issue mitzadat for them to be Isaac in learning, but there's a new siba to answer them, because Bikudei Hashem Yisharim, Misamche Lev. Now the Bir Halacha over there brings down, that though the Taz says that there is no simcha for the child to learn, however the Magen Avraham and the Bach argue, and they say that Hu Adin by a child, there's this issue, mitzad themselves of having simcha. It's interesting what exactly is decided the machlekes over here. According to the Taz says, we need not be concerned that the child's going to have simcha in his learning. The child does not have simcha in his learning. And yet the Magen Avraham and Bach says he does. Hard to hear it. It's a machlekes and metzius whether the child has simcha or not. Akoponim the Shagas Aryeh in Simon Samach Tes says a tremendous chiddush. He says the reason why by a father there is simcha, by anashim, by gedolim there is simcha, is because simcha leish b'mana piv shel Talmud Torah, the person has simcha because he knows with his liman haTorah he's being mekayim the biggest mitzvah in the Torah, mitzvah of Talmud Torah, which is shakol keneged kol haMitzvahs. According to the Shagas Aryeh, the simcha that we're talking about is the fact that he's been mekayim a tremendous mitzvah. According to the Shagas Aryeh, it's a little bit hard to understand when the Gemara brings down the pasuk of Pekudi Hashem Yisharim Isamche Lev. L'chayr, the simcha that we're talking about is stam, the simcha of the Kiyam HaMitzvah. Another question on the Shagas Aryeh, the Rinas Yitzchak asks in his Sefer on Tainus, that according to the Shagas Aryeh, that the Yisrael of the Isser is because there's a simcha in mekayim HaMitzvah, so why does it say in the Braisa that the children are also to learn as well? Because Pekudi Hashem Yishar Misamche Lev. L'chayr, a katan does not have a Kiyam HaMitzvah. One could answer for the Shagas Aryeh that Lefi the Taz that we spoke at earlier from the Bi'ar Halacha, that Ein Chanami, the Isser of teaching the child, is not Mitzvah the child. It's Mitzvah, it's as far as the Melamed is concerned. So that would answer for the Shagas Aryeh. Or one could answer for the Shagas Aryeh, the Stipler writes in Masechtas Brachas, that Ketanim, though they are not Mechuyavim in Mitzvahs, however, when they perform a Mitzvah, they have a Kiyam Mitzvah. And maybe perhaps the Shagas Aryeh held that's enough to have the issue of Simcha by a child as well. The emes is this chiddush of the Shagas Aryeh, that the simcha that we talk about by liman haTorah is the fact that one is being mekayim a tremendous mitzvah. That is not the pashtus hadvarim. The pashtus is that Pekudei Hashem Yishar Misamche Lev, the words of Torah themselves are misameach. In fact, the Eglei Tal in his Hakdama brings down a question that some ask. L'chayra, when one learns and he enjoys his learning, L'chayra should be a concern that he's be Isaac and Torah Shalai Lishma. On that, the Eglei Tal says his famous chiddush that when it comes to learning of Torah, the Iker Mitzvah of Liman HaTorah is to be Nana, to enjoy it, and to be Misameach in the Liman HaTorah. Not only is it not Shalei Lishma, but that is the Iker Mitzvah. According to the Shagas Aryeh, that the Simcha that we talk about is the Simcha of the Mekayim HaMitzvah, so then there would be no question to begin with that it's Shalei Lishma. Furthermore, the Rinas Yitzchak brings a Raya from the Vilna Gaon that he understood as well that the Simcha that we talk about the Liman HaTorah is the fact that it's Misameach, because it says in Shulchan Aruch and Simon Tafkuf Nundal Tzif Gimel, Yesh Misha Aysa Lilmait Ayideh Hir. Some say that it is Asr to learn Ayideh Hir. The Magen Avraham over there in Tzif Katan Hay says, even though normally we pask and Hir is Lav Kedibor, oh, Hir is different because the Iker Tam is Misham Simcha. The Vilna Gaon over there shtels to the Misamche Lev Ksiv. It says Misameach HaLev. And therefore, even Hir is a problem. Now in Shulchan Aruch and Simon Mem Zayin Sif Dalid, where over there the Mechaber paskins that someone who's Mahar and Divrei Torah does not have to make Birchas HaTorah, the Vilna Gaon over there argues, because he says there is a mitzvah of Talmud Torah even Beher, because the pasuk says V'higivsa Bayayim HaVelayla. So we see from the Vilna Gaon that Her is a key mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Ask the Rinas Yitzchak, if so, why did the Vilna Gaon over here need to bring down a new pasuk, Misamche Lev, according to the Shagas Aryeh? As soon as we know that it's a Kiyam Mitzvah, automatically we know that there's Simcha. From the Vilna Gaon as well as Mashma, that the Iker problem is because the words of Torah themselves are Misameach HaLev and nothing to do with the Kiyam Mitzvah Shabbat. The Gemara teaches us, Kol Nis'abal Yushalayim Zaycha V'raya B'Simchasa. The Kol Misha Einai Mis'abal Yushalayim Einai Zaycha V'raya B'Simchasa. Zakhtar Ritva over here in Masechtas Tainis, a beautiful Yisayid. That we don't have to say that someone who's not Mis'aral Yushalayim will never be Zaychet to Tchiyas HaMesim. But Zakhtar Ritva, there are going to be two Tchiyas HaMesims. There's going to be one Tchiyas HaMesim for those who always waited for Mashiach to come, and therefore they'll be Zaychet through because of the Avtacha called Mis'aral Yushalayim Zaychet V'Rayi V'Simchasa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring them back early to see the Binyan Beis HaMikdash and the coming of Mashiach. After that, eventually there'll be the Yom HaDin HaGadol, and the Tchiyas HaMesim of Asalavai, that in a Chanami, it's possible even someone who is not Misabal Yerushalayim will still be Zaychet to that Tchiyas HaMesim. But this special Tchiyas HaMesim ain't a Zaychet V'raya B'Simchasa. Now the Mishnah previously on the Chavav on the Beis had brought down a Machlekes on Erev Tishbav during the Sudas HaMasekes, Rabbi Yehuda was Mechayev B'Kfiyas HaMita, V'loi Haydoloi Chachamim. Rabbi Yehuda said there's a Chiyav to turn over the bed, and the Chachamim are not Maskim. Now the Brisker Rav, in his Sefer on the Rambam, in Hilchas Tainis, on Daf Yud Aleph B'Dafei HaSefer, writes that Yesh L'Estapek, in this Machlekes, Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, that Rabbi Yehuda says there's a Chi of Kfiyas Hamita, and the Chachamim are not masking, is there Iker Machlekes on the entire day of Tisha B'Av? Or perhaps the machlekes is only during the Suda HaMafsekes. However, on Tisha B'Av itself, the Chacham agreed to Rabbi Yehuda that there is a din of Kfiyas Hamita. Zakta Briskirov, that Dabar Zeh Mevur Kan B'Yushalmi Masechtes Tainis in Perek Dalid, where up there it says, Yahus Amar Rabbi Yehuda, L'chay Rabbi Yehuda has a good Taina, there should be a Chiyu Kfiyas Hamita. Ma Taim and the Rabbanan, how can the Rabbanan say there is no din Kfiyas Hamita? The Yushalmi answers that according to the Rabbanan, Asu Kamisha Meisai Mutalufanov, it is considered like a state of aninus, where the mace is still lying in front of the person, where the din over there is like kaifas mitasai, the laishan al mita kfuya, there is no halacha kfiyas hamita. Zakta Briskarov, it's mavur in the Yerushalmi, that the Yerushalmi understands that the homachlaikas, Rabbi Yehuda Chachamim, is during the Suda HaMafsekes. That according to the Chachamim, it has a din of mesei mutulafanov, and therefore it is not naik dine avelis, only dine aninus. Al karch, the Yerushalmi cannot mean to say that it's Kamisha Mesa Mutalafan of on Tisha B'Av itself, like the Chachamim, because if so, there would be not all the halacha of Avelis of Tisha B'Av, which were night. So Al Karach, the Kavan Yishalmi, clearly is only talking about during the Shah Suda HaMafsekes, and we see the Machaikas Chachamim of Yehuda is whether the Suda HaMafsekes has a din Avelis, or like the Chachamim, does the Suda HaMafsekes just have a din of Aninos, Kamisha Mesa Mutalafan of. The Vilna Gaon in Shulchan Aruch L'Arachayim Simen Tav Kuf Nun Beis brings down the Feirush from the Trumas HaDeshen that he has well understood that the Suda HaMafsekes is a din aninos who can misha meisai mutal ufanov. Yitachin that the Yerushalmi goes l'shitasai. The Yerushalmi Mesechdes Yuma in Perek Aleph on Daf Heom and Aleph Bedafi Yerushalmi. They asked Rabbi Eliezer, Doris Achreinim Ksherim and Arishainim, are the later generations better than the earlier generations? He told them, Eidechem ha-Behir Yechiach, look at the Beis HaMikdash, the fact that it's still not here. And Amru called Darsh in a Nivna B'yamav, Malin Alav, Ki'ilu Hu Echrivai. Any generation the Beis HaMikdash is not rebuilt in their days, we view it as if there's a new Churban Beis HaMikdash. Isaiah, according to the Yerushalmi, we see that every Tisha B'Av, as it comes, already this man of the Suda HaMafsekes, and there is no new Beis HaMikdash yet rebuilt, so it's Kamisha Mesa Mutalafanov, it's as if there's a new Chorban and a new Misa on the old Beis HaMikdash. And during this man of the Suda HaMafsekes, a person has a din like a Einain on this new Chorban Beis HaMikdash, and on Tisha B'Av, he is Naig Dine Avelis. However, the Bavli, in our Sugya, it's clear, Rava says, Hilchos HaKetana Didan, that according to the Chachamim, Lehaydu Leil Rav Yehuda Kol Iker. The Chachamim hold that there's Bechlal no din Kfiyas Hamita at all Naig on Tisha B'Av. So you see, the Bali argues with the Yerushalmi that not only during this man of the Suda HaMafsekes is there no Kviyas Hamita, like the Chachamim, but even on Tisha B'Av itself. Now, the Chayr Pshat in the Bavli, why it argues in the Yerushalmi, the Chayr the Bavli goes L'shitasei as well. The Mechaber in Simen Tav Kuf Nun Hei Sif Aleph writes that the minhag is not to put tefillin on Tisha B'Av in the morning, but at mincha time, one puts on tefillin. Zot the Vilna Gaon over there in Shulchan Aruch, because Medina, there is a Chiyav tefillin. Zakta Vilna Gaon, because any mitzvah say that there is by an aval like Kfiyas Hamita, the halacha is that like Haidu Lechacham or Rabbi Yehuda, the Chacham did not agree with Rabbi Yehuda by Kfiyas Hamita. Zakta Vilna Gaon, why not? Because only things that are aser during the Shiva are nay by Tisha B'Av. Zakta Vilna Gaon, like Chamer may aval la'achar shalish, does not have any more of a chumra like an aval after 3 days. The dinay ka'avelis yishana. Because we hold that Tisha B'Av has a din like an Avelis Yeshana, like an old Avelis. It is not considered like a brand new Avelis. And the Vilna Gaon is quoting from the Bavli Masechtes Yevamos that says this Yisayid, that Tisha B'Av has a din like Avelis Yeshana, like an old Avelis. L'fi Zeh, we understand that the Bavli goes to Shitasai. Since according to the Bavli, every Tisha B'Av is considered Avelis Yeshana, it doesn't have that Chaimra that we view it as if it's Kamisha Meisei Mutal Lefanav. And therefore, according to the Bavli, the din is like the Chachamim, that it is not Nayik Kfiyas Hamita Bechlal. The Mechaber as well in Simen Tavkuf Nun Hei Sif Beis writes, Yesh Mishanay Lishkai Bilel Tisha B'Av Muta Al Aretz. Some have the minhag to sleep on Tisha B'Av lying on the ground. Zakta Vilna Gaon, that's like Rabbi Yehuda, who argues in the Chachamim and says that there is a din Kfiyas Hamita. However, the Vilna Gaon over there writes that Yehun Mashak Asafti in Tav Kuf Nun Tassiv Gimel, then the Yerushalmi is mashma, not like this, that the Rabban are maida to Rabbi Yehuda and this as well, and his kavana is like the Yerushalmi in Masechtes Tainis, that like the Rabbanan, their whole plotu with Rabbi Yehuda is only by the Suda HaMafsekes. However, the rest of Tisha B'Av, they agree to Rabbi Yehuda according to the Yerushalmi, that there is naig adin of Kfiyas Hamita.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.